at the time your father was active, you know, American companies are meeting with the head of the director of Central Intelligence and talking about stepping up opposition to Fidel Castro. I mean, were you troubled by your father's role?
My father was a classic kind of moderate to liberal Democrat who believed very much in the free enterprise system. And I don't associate him with the kinds of things that I thought were particularly negative. Like, I never remember him talking about, you know, the kind of aggressive negative policies towards Latin America that were so much a part of America's history. I do remember, even early on, feeling that he had a kind of naive belief in the ability of the free enterprise system to address the poverty in Latin America.
I want to ask you directly about the CIA, both this family lore around your Uncle Donald and your father. What were the family stories about? Were there ever kind of jokes around the dinner table about the CIA, any CIA connections in the family?
No, not at all anything like that or, you know, specific like that. I think there was always, you know, the sort of reference to my uncle and the relationship with the Shah, more from the perspective of what was wrong with the Shah. In terms of my father, no, I mean, I've just told you, I think pretty sharply and clearly from my memories what I thought, certainly. And he was a guy who really believed in the role of the business sector. He had devoted himself, you know, to a role in a couple of big corporations. He wanted to climb up the ladder in Texaco and did not get past a certain point. I've always felt there was a certain almost delusional element to some of the choices he made, and I say that with real sorrow. I think he was an incredibly intelligent guy, but who was missing a certain capacity to see the real-world dynamics.
And what do you think he would have thought of your activism in Latin America?
I would like to believe that by the time you got to the 1980s, and some of the real truth of the mistakes of U.S. foreign policy in Latin America come out, I'd like to believe he was intellectually honest enough that he would have seen the problems in it. I never felt he was blind as much as naive.
And did you ever feel like your own activism or your choices like honeymooning in Cuba was in some form a reaction to your father's work?
I think I was conscious of the fact that I thought he was insensitive, you know, just in some of the stories he told, I thought he was kind of insensitive to the realities of some other countries. So I think that was somewhere in my thought. I don't think it was overly direct, but I think it was somewhere in my thinking.
And does it include skepticism about the close relationship of sometimes corporate interests and intelligence interests like the CIA?
Well, I wouldn't say it in those words. I'd say corporate interests and American foreign policy, sure.
Your father and his brother, Donald, I mean, they graduate a year apart at Yale.
Yep.
Is it your sense that they stayed in touch through adulthood as your father's focused more on the business community, and your uncle is traveling the world. He's doing consulting in all sorts of places, including Africa and the Middle East. Were they in touch?
I think it was a pretty strained relationship. I think in touch would be accurate, but they were not close.
It's fascinating.
It is. I mean, I think there was always, in terms of my uncle, a mysterious sort of question about all of his travels and all, but, you know, I think the most pertinent, from my point of view growing up, the most pertinent reality about him was it was obvious that he and my father did not get along.
How do you feel about your uncle working for the Shah?
Oh, well, I think it was the wrong thing to do. It's just that simple. I mean, I believe this fundamentally. I think the overthrow of Mossadegh was one of the most not only negative, immoral, unfair acts of U.S. foreign policy, you know, in the last 100 years, but one of the most damning. I think so many of the problems we're dealing with today are directly related to that. And I think for me coming up, it was this point about the dictators that really had a sharp, sharp edge. And it wasn't so much about my uncle, because again, he was an abstraction to me. It was more about the times I was coming up in. You know, the fall of the Shah, the fall of the Shah, the fall of Somoza both happen as I'm starting college. So it's really a formative moment. But the fact is that, you know, or what happened with Allende a few years before that, I mean, this is what was in the air. And this shocking pattern that we helped dictators and overthrew democratically elected governments. And that was really the formative dynamic for me as a young person to come up in an atmosphere where our country was so often in the wrong place.
So was it a reaction to knowing your uncle, part of your family had been partially?
No, it really wasn't. That's the point. He was such a, I understand why you're asking it, and I understand sort of the narrative arc would be nicer if it was true. It just unfortunately wasn't. It was much more about Vietnam. It was much more about the major events happening in the world and the fact that so often the U.S. was on the wrong side of it. I can't emphasize enough, and I understand why you or any other journalist would put it through the prism of family, and there's certainly something about family in this story, but the real core of this was the times I came up in, and the fact that it was an urgent time, and it felt like history was visiting us all on our doorsteps.